Turn to you, if you would, to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. So not only does Islam corrupt education, but it is also corrupting marriage as well. Now, in Sierra Leone, many people practice polygamy. And I'd like to talk about this from a biblical standpoint first. In Genesis chapter 2 and verses 23 through 25, the Bible says, "And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.'" Matthew chapter 19, Jesus brings this into the New Testament. He talks about it in verse 4. He says, "And he answered and said unto them, 'Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife. And the twain," that means two, "shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not put man put asunder." And Ephesians 5, verse 31 says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." And then Mark 10, where you're at, go ahead and look at verse 6. Once again, it says pretty much the same thing. It says, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife. And they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." So look, all these passages said the exact same thing. Two becoming one. Not three, not four, not five, because that's what Islam teaches, is that one man could have four wives. That's five coming together to one. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says two become one. And I'll give you a statistic. 37% of married women in Sierra Leone were in a polygamous marriage in 2008. 37%. That's like two out of five women. That's crazy. And 29.7% of married girls aged 15 to 19 reported that their husband had more than one wife. And another article that I read said, "Though polygamous marriages are illegal in Sierra Leone, the government basically turns a blind eye to the practice." So they basically turn a blind eye to it. They just let it happen. And, you know, in Mark 10, 6, where you're at, it says, "From the beginning of the creation." So it's always been this way. It's never been any different. It's always been just one man, one woman. They come together in marriage. It's always been like that. You know, before David, before Moses, before Abraham, it's always been like that. And, you know, good men of God in the Bible, they made mistakes. But the Bible clearly teaches that, you know, teaches against polygamy.